We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Dan Kitch, Senior Vice President for Policy at the Institute for Energy Research here in Washington. We want to get his thoughts on what exactly our energy policy will be if, in fact, this budget proposal passes Congress in both the House and Senate, and eventually another piece of legislation is introduced to specify what the policy will be. And Dan, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
The president has talked about the pillars of this budget: education, health care reform, and energy reform. And obviously, it's the latter that we want to focus on with you. This cap-and-trade system seems to be the hallmark and the centerpiece of this legislation. What, if anything, is specifically defined within the budget resolution here?
Well, within the budget resolution, there is room in the bill passed by the House to accommodate the president's request for about $650 billion over the next 10 years energy tax. Now, that number seems to be in flux. Recently, someone from the administration told some people on Capitol Hill it could be as high as $1.9 trillion. Either one of those numbers would make it one of the largest taxes, the second number certainly, the largest tax ever on the American economy in history.
Dan, in terms of how that gets spread around then, those industrial companies as well as energy producers will certainly get hit. Explain the process of how they will face higher charges and why we'll end up facing them as well.
Well, the way it supposedly works, and honestly, it's called cap and trade, but you might as well just call it a tax because ultimately that's what it is. The cost of all energy will go up, and consumers and businesses and everyone who drives a car, heats their home, goes to a job that uses energy, will pay more either through the loss of their job or the actual cost of electricity by almost $2,000 a year, according to reports, for every household in the United States annually as a result of this. The companies involved will obviously just pass the costs on, and as a matter of fact, the administration has testified to that. The OMB director testified to that last year, saying that when he was with the Congressional Budget Office, saying that companies will not absorb these costs, they will simply pass them on.
Dan, yesterday in the program, we spoke with a former Clinton spokesman for the budget office, and he said that, yes, folks will see a higher energy cost, but there will likely also be some sort of tax break or tax credit installed so that in the end they don't really lose anything on a net payment. What do you make of that?
Well, first of all, I'm a little skeptical about whether the government is going to give people back. If the government institutes the largest tax ever in the history of the country, whether they then intend to give that money back to people. We will see, but I think the likelihood of that is pretty slim. On top of that, the issue is our competitiveness in the world. I don't know how you give someone's job back who loses that job to a manufacturing plant in another country that doesn't put these taxes on their energy. And that is the real impact at the end of the day in terms of employment and jobs and economic growth. We will not grow by increasing the cost of energy in the United States. It simply won't happen.
What argument do you expect when the policy debate, the policy legislation actually comes up on this? Because from what we've said about taxes being passed along to the consumer, jobs being lost in the manufacturing sector, that doesn't sound real attractive for a nation that's in a pretty severe recession right now. So what sort of rhetoric can we expect in advocacy of this policy?
Well, what you're going to hear about, and it's already been devised, it's called green jobs. The argument, and it was created by the same people who have pushed for higher energy taxes, is that as a result of this, there will be many jobs created in the energy sector making green energy. But this past week, Spain, which leads most of the world in renewable energy, there was a study published from there that said for every job created producing wind and solar energy in that country, they lost 2.2 jobs in other manufacturers lost because of the increased cost of energy.
Dan, unfortunately, that'll have to be the last word. We thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Greg.
Dan Kitch is the Senior Vice President for Policy at the Institute for Energy Research here in Washington. And that wraps up this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. Great thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. We also invite you to check out the very best of Dateline Washington on our website, dateline.radioamerica.org. All the top news stories and our best interviews right there, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Please join us again tomorrow at this time for Dateline Washington.